Hi there. I think we're live. We
What's
have
that?
usually you're supposed to be a chime, and that crazy English lady's supposed to go blog talk radio, but she didn't, and I'm confused.
Oh, I heard her.
Yeah. Oh well. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
That was
welcome
great.
To.
I don't know. It's Mercury retrograde. Anything can happen.
Oh my gosh, you're right. All right, so let's start over. Hi there, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale, Jody Higgins, and Laura Onerheim. So welcome, guys. we're winging it tonight. So, well, you know what? It's kind of an apt thing that just happened, because tonight we're trying to examine how we understand and interpret spirit communication. And I don't know if somebody's messing with us now, but anyway, that's a great start to the show. But actually, Jody, just as we were beginning, you were talking about Lilydale, and
yes,
you're going to be having a trip there. I just wanted to talk about Lilydale a little bit. It's an amazing community.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be my first time there. I'm so excited.
Wow.
So, when I'm there, there's a gentleman who will be there by the name of Michael Shane. Michael is a physical medium. And if you don't know what a physical medium is, go look him up on YouTube, because there's some crazy videos out there of a port coming out of his body. So are you familiar with physical mediums who work in that way? They can produce
ectoplasm
change.
You're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you talking about? Yeah, okay, absolutely.
And he actually, the ectoplasm in his body is forming things, and they're coming out of his mouth, his nose, his ears. So we're talking coins, jewelry, stones, gems, things of that sort. And
wow.
He will be, yeah, so he's going to be doing billet readings. So if you're familiar with billet readings, that is where somebody writes their information that they'd like to know on a piece of paper. And specifically what they normally ask is for either a name, or you write a number to identify yourself. And you put a question for spirit on it, and sometimes you'll write your loved ones who are in spirit or guides who work with you. You fold it up and you put it between your hands and put some energy into it. And then the medium, in this case Michael Shane, will pick those billets up. Usually they'll blindfold themselves, or they'll tape their eyes shut with masking tape and then blindfold themselves, and they can then address the question that is on the paper and provide messages from your loved ones in spirit. So it's a really fun way of experiencing mediumship. And obviously Maggie has something to say about that. Sorry. So he is going to be doing billet readings on Sunday night. So Sunday during the day, we're going to go sort of wander the streets and check out Lilydale and go to some of their different healing and message services. And then all day Monday, we will be in a class with Michael Shane, where he is going to share and discuss different forms of mediumship. And that could be also working with ectoplasm, like you mentioned, and working on going into trance state. And like the old school English sort of way of doing mediumship, working in a closet. So I'm super excited about it. And then on Tuesday, I signed up for, and at first I didn't realize what I was getting myself into, but it's a full day of working with a gentleman by the name of Neil. His last name, I think it's like Rizowski or something. I can't quite say. I also at the moment don't quite remember it. But he is the president of the association at Lilydale. Because it's a gated community, you can only live there by approval from their association. And everyone who lives there is a spiritual worker in some way. So he is teaching a one-day class, and he's only allowed 6 people to enter. And I knew it was limited. I don't know exactly why. I thought I should, like, sign up for this class, but I think I'm supposed to be there. And it's going to be a class working on specifically platform and gallery work. So we're going to go to – they do 3 platform sessions a day. So I'm going to go with them, and we'll go observe one session. And then there will be 2 more sessions through the day. In between the sessions, they'll work on development, and then we'll go and deliver messages at these public sessions. So if any of you who are listening will be at Lilydale, I'll be providing messages on Tuesday at some of their open sessions. So
absolutely,
that is my newest excitement.
Fabulous. Where exactly is Lilydale located? I mean, I know it's kind of a secret thing and everything. You can't just wander there, but I can't remember where.
It's a little off the beaten path. It's at the bottom of Lake Erie in New York. And Casadega Lake, kind of near Lake Chautauqua, I think is how they say it.
Uh-huh.
In Jamestown. It's near Jamestown, about a half an hour.
So it's probably get to-able by our, you know, our East Coast listeners for sure, right?
Absolutely. It would not be difficult.
Yeah.
They have a fee to get in every day of $15. And then they have they have people doing inexpensive readings throughout the day. You can find people. And there are these different events where you can go and receive messages. They have a couple of healing sessions every day. And they have classes. If you have a class to teach, my understanding is if you send a class to them that you would like to provide and they like it, they will have you out to teach a class there as well.
Wow. It's definitely worth checking out. It's been around forever. I can remember it from, I don't even remember when I first heard of it, but like they're quite a going concern and they're a successful community. So definitely they know where they're going and they know where they've been. So if you can get out there, it's something to certainly put on your bucket list, I think, if you're into the spiritual work. Fabulous.
Absolutely. Are you familiar with Camp Chesterfield in Indiana?
Not as well as I probably could be.
So they're quite similar. It's a small community. It is also, I believe, gated. You have to be doing the right kind of work to live in their community. And I go there every year to do readings. And so I'll be there at Spirit Fest, and I think it's September.
So I'm there
every year for that.
We'll have to make you like our roving reporter, and you're going all over the place and bringing back all this neat information. So we'll have to stand by.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, that's really neat, Jody. And so we'll keep tabs on that trip and see. And when you get back, if you can share your experiences, that would be amazing.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Yeah, that's so neat. Laura, what are you up to these days? Anything exciting?
I've just been really practicing my mediumship skills, my psychic skills. I've been getting a lot of new techniques down, a lot of new communication coming through. So that's basically what I've been doing.
Fabulous. Yeah. It's a day-to-day thing. You know, it's like a little bit every day and inch by inch, and suddenly we're never going to get there because there's no goal.
Yeah.
There's no end game here, but it's a beautiful journey, and I'm so glad to take it with you too. Well,
mm-hmm.
We were talking about understanding and interpreting spirit communication. This is a huge one with people, especially when they're starting out, because the big thing is it just my imagination? Am I just imagining this? I'm making it up. We're so sure that we're doing it. But the weird thing is, yes, we are. You know what I mean? We are receiving the communication. So, it is happening for you, and it is. If it's your imagination, then enjoy your imagination. Spirit communication is definitely always available to us. And I have seen that the more you understand that it is there and it is available, the more it appears for us. The signs come in more. Jody and Laura, why don't you guys talk a bit about your experiences and how you came to understand that it was spirit and not just some, you know, you're not crazy. You're really not crazy. That's so cool when you get to that point and you're like, yeah. So what do you think, Jody, Laura?
Oh, love to hear Jody's, because well, she teaches.
I do, and I was thinking, gosh, there's so much I can contribute to this conversation.
Yeah.
For me, when I first started knowing it was not just some weird mental disease. You know, that is such a weird question for me, because I never really, I never questioned it. It was normal in my house to hear stories. My grandmother told us a story from when my mom was little, where she was sitting at the kitchen table with a friend, and my mom and my uncle were in bed, and someone kept rattling the door, but nobody would answer when they opened the door. And my grandmother had felt the doorknob turning in her hand, but nobody was there, and there were no footprints in the snow. And someone came out to check it. There was another time, another story that they would tell, where my grandmother was at home and there was someone walking around in the attic. And my uncle was on the phone with her, and he's like, well, turn down the music, I want to hear it. And she said, no, it scares me, I don't want to hear that. So, you know, it has been very, very normal for me to sort of have this input. I think once I got divorced, it really took form, because that's when God said it was time. And, you know, the first experience for me after I got divorced, I had this weird experience. I may have shared this before, of realizing I got a message during the time that I was going through my divorce, which I didn't take my divorce very well. It was 3 months of me really just crying my eyes out almost constantly, and I was a wreck. But, you know, that started in March and went until the end of May, and after the divorce, about 3-4 months later, it was probably September, October, I had a memory that felt like deja vu of having received a message that my spirituality would be stronger. And it was such a, you know, like, it was so strong, and I didn't even question why I'm having this thought, right? Because so much of this was normal. And a few months later, actually it was the very first weekend in January of 2015, I walked into this little flea market. And this is how my complete experience as a psychic started. I walked in and I heard my little voice, which is what I've always called it. My little voice said, get a reading. And I really literally stopped and looked up and was like, get a reading? I'm in a flea market. What kind of a psychic would be doing readings in this crappy flea market? You guys, that was the beginning. 6 months later that summer, I was there doing readings in the flea market.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they were pretty insistent. I went to the bathroom and came out, and they actually said it to me again, go get a reading. And I said, fine, God, it better be cheap. And I think that is the only time in my life I've ever paid $20 for a reading. And it wasn't just a 5-minute reading. It was almost an hour. And that entire hour, she told me how I'd be doing this work. And during that time, I stood there and went, yeah, right, because I'm not that special. But that isn't the truth. We really are that special. It's not about being that special. It's just normal to have this intuition, to have this connection. And every time someone says that to me, I say, we're all intuitive. We all have some sort of intuitive gift that is probably stronger than the other ones that come through. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you mentioned imagining it and thinking and imagining it. I tell my students this, and I've heard someone else say it, so I can't give credit where it came from. But they say that your imagination is the gateway to your intuition. That is why it feels like you're imagining it, because all we have is our mind's eye to work with. So when our third eye is open and it's, you know, we're using our imagination to make sense of what we get, you know, that's the only way to really connect to that intuitive information is with our imagination. So, yeah, you're imagining it, but you're supposed to be imagining it. That's what we do when we're thinking. It's imagined. Our reality is imagination. So
that's beautiful. Yeah, absolutely.
So I have a really hard time kind of nailing that down, because I've had this my whole life. I've always had a voice in my head saying, "Do this or do that." It's just that it didn't. It took me getting to a certain spot in my life. And what I think it happens is that we all have something that we need to experience in life that is supposed to be part of what we use when we're working with our clients, because the same client who comes to me may not come to you or you, Lynn, or you, Laura. Your life experiences are different than mine. You communicate in a different way, and you connect with people in a different way. And because of that, you know, we have to go through certain things so that we can connect with those people. You know, I have a lot of people who come to me who've had infertility issues. I could not have children because I had infertility issues. I have people come to me who have a chronic disease or illness. And I have been dealing with some chronic issues for the last 4 years. And I have women come to me who don't feel like they can get over their divorce or their heartbreak. And I've gone through that. So we all have different things we bring into the world and into our intuitive work that is different.
That's
based on
amazingly.
What we, you know, we've experienced.
Yeah, that's so right on, Jody. That is really what important for people to know. Sorry to interject, but I just want to remind people when you're wondering, you know, that we get to that dark night of the soul. Why is this happening to me? Well, because it might just be what you need to take it to that level where you are able to help others in that situation. And as Jody says, that is bang on to our experience. We're going to get what we need in order to do our work. Wow. Well put, Jody. Whew.
Thank you.
We get there, eh?
Yeah.
Did you want to, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Did you have more to add there?
No, I wish that I could actually say this is when it started. And it's such a weird thing. My students will be like, they'll tell me, but I want it right now. I'm like, you can't decide that. God is going to be the one who says, you know, there is a predetermined time when you're supposed to go and it all blows up and suddenly you get it.
Yes.
You get it.
Yes.
And the doubt goes and the information is right there. You know, that filter, I tell them, get out the Windex, get a Kleenex and clean off your third eye, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And a blessing on you too, that you had, a family that didn't, you know, didn't call you woo-woo, didn't point at you and say, you know, you're doing the devil's work. A lot of people who try to develop their work, their abilities in this light work, they're fighting against a whole lot of negative energy from family members, from friends who don't understand it, or their religion says it's evil, you know, whatever it is. So that was huge, and that makes such a difference. And look how great Jody turned out.
Aw, thank you. I really do have the best mom.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she accepted.
Oh, yeah. She had, you know, I wouldn't say she was really truly a hippie, right? but she was in that time, and I remember the book on sex. You know, she had like a picture book on how men and women make babies because she had four kids and she had to tell us. So,
well, there
you know, like, there's not much we did talk about.
Little
sister, bless her heart, right?
Yeah.
My little sister actually would tell my mom to go to bingo, and my mom would go and she would win whenever my sister told her to go. So, you know, we all had it, and for whatever reason, none of them have really focused in on it, just me. And
wow.
That's okay, because I love it being my thing.
It is your thing, most definitely. Oh, boy. Yeah, some of the readings you do just blow me away, Jody. So, yeah. And I know Laura just kind of went slamming into this work all of a sudden, right? You did. You're sort of, one day you were a listener and now you're doing it. And it's a pretty cool journey, Laura. Why don't you take the floor there?
It's really weird. I love to tell it because, you know, you could be listening to this right now and end up on our podcast because literally a year ago I started calling in to the Sacred Embers shows just like you guys are listening, and I found myself very connected to the Divine Connection show, and specifically I zoomed in on Lynn and Ryan. So it makes sense now to me, but I would always listen to Lynn and I was like, wow, she's really wise and she's just really uplifting and I just loved to listen to her. And then Ryan was just really funny, but I would just always call in and I would just talk about being a makeup artist. And you guys were so awesome because you were like, oh, why don't you come on sometime and just talk about the makeup? Like, it's just so cute.
Why not?
But yeah, it's like, I think you guys just kind of knew.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, like, I've always had these abilities, but I've been in the closet forever. And I just have always, it kind of picked up when I was in middle school and my grandma died. Because before that, I really didn't have anyone that I knew that passed over. When she died, then I started looking for answers and they came. And that's kind of the funny thing about this is, you know, I feel like the spirit world is going to be as loud as your willingness to listen. So
wow.
if you seek, you will find. And, you know, Ryan would always say, like, these aren't really gifts. These are abilities. Everybody has these abilities. It's not just the lucky ones. It's not just the few and far between. Everybody has them. It's just kind of tapping into if you want to use them because you have free will. And if you're willing to take the time to make the connection, figure out what works for you and chip at the old third eye, as Ryan would say. It's on your
yeah,
right
really.
Now. Chip away. But it is really weird for me because I've always been the type of person that kind of doesn't really know what I'm doing, and I just kind of trust the universe that they're going to take me to where I need to go, and I just have found myself in really positive situations when I do that. I find it to be a lot better to just kind of let the river flow and take you rather than kind of trying to control, like, what am I going to do? What's my next step? Just better to chill and let things happen because, you know, like I was talking about in the beginning with the Sacred Embers team, I just was listening. I was just listening, and now I'm on the show. It's weird, but that's what happens when you don't fight it and you just let stuff come to you. But as far as the mediumship goes for me, I came out probably, I think, I don't know, I've been saying 4 months for like a long time now. I think it's been like 6 months now. And I can't even believe I was looking at actually when Ryan had passed, and it's been like 2 months now. So I was just like, wow, that's crazy too. But yeah, I've been doing this for out publicly for about, I would say, 5 or 6 months. And like I said, spirit's voice is as loud as your willingness to listen. And it's like, as much as I'm willing to play and listen and learn, the more I get information. You know, I started out kind of with Ryan telling me that I had abilities, and I knew that I did, but I didn't really think I was a medium because, you know, when you watch on TV, you see people like Teresa and the Hollywood medium, and you just kind of think that these people have spirits right in front of them. They can see them, and it's like they're having a conversation just like you would with me and you right now talking, but it's not really like that for people. I mean, for some people, maybe, but a lot of us, it's kind of not like that because, you know, the spirit world is energy, and from what I've learned, they talk telepathically. So they don't really have a solid body. They can show themselves in a solid body, but I think it's harder for them to do that. But it's just kind of learning how you connect. But after seeing mediums, like growing up and seeing mediums like that, I just thought, no, I'm just some weirdo that sometimes sees balls of light, can hear stuff, see stuff. Like, it's just, I'm not a medium. I'm just a weirdo. And Ryan actually believed
in me. That's what we are.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
And he was mentoring me on the side, and it's been hard. I'm going to cry.
Oh, honey, it's okay.
I miss him so much.
Yeah.
He was my mentor, and I love him, and I'm just really grateful for the Sacred Embers team, really grateful that my abilities keep expanding, and, you know, anyone can do it, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to pass it to Lynn now.
Okay, no, I understand. It's so hard to not have that mentor again, and that, well, he was kind of like a spiritual dad for you, too, so it's like losing a soul parent,
yeah.
I guess. But that's all right. Yeah, I wanted to talk a little about being afraid, being chased away, being scared away from your abilities when you're younger. I know when I was just a kid, and I think a lot of you guys are like that, it was a natural thing. Spirits weren't weird. Just like Jody said, they have always been around. And it's the other people, other people's opinions can really sway you when you're younger. You don't want to be seen as a goof or a kook or a whatever they want to call you. But you know what you know. And I remember my first actual ghost experience when I connected with a very sad energy that we eventually helped cross. But my first encounter with this, her name was Teresa Beam, scared the dickens out of me. I went whoop, whoop, whoop out of the place where I encountered her. Fortunately, I had friends who knew how to handle it better, so we did go back. We communicated with her and helped her. So it's like you're going, okay, it's almost like spirit, this work chooses you. And it's getting over that fear, too, when you think, well, fear of what? Just, you know, what people might think or can it hurt you? Like, that's one thing I've found is spirits that come through in love and light will not scare you. They will not hurt you. So that kind of fear is going to block your connections. But really and truly, as Jody and Laura were saying, we have these abilities. They're there for us to use or not use as we choose. But if you do decide to develop that part of yourself, don't let anybody tell you you're crazy. Don't listen, as Ryan and Eleanor Roosevelt said, what other people think of you is none of your business. And with that, I think we've got some people waiting, and they've been waiting a long time. So why don't we go to our first caller and see what we can do to bring in the spirits and not feel like cuckoos.
Real quickly, Lynn, can I share something?
Oh, sure you can. Hang on there, 716. Just stay on the air with us. Okay, go ahead.
I have a document that I put together on little activities that you can do to connect with your spirit guides, from asking them for signs to asking for them to come through your near dreams. And I'm going to put that out on our Sacred Embers page so our readers can go look for it.
Fabulous, Jody. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll
absolutely
be really useful. Yeah, it's a great, it'll be a great guide to sort of get you, because a lot of times people are looking for the beginning of the path. and this will be a great way to set them on it. 716,
yes.
Can we get your name, please? You're on the air with us.
It's just me, Lynn, Laura, and Jody. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Lynn, I don't know if you remember the other night when we were on with Jody, but then we lost you. You were talking to me about the other dark-haired guy named Richard, and then we lost you because you were talking about Dennis. And then
yeah.
you were going into the other dude with the R name. And I wanted just to know a little bit more about him, and then I'll get into Dennis. And also, I wanted to see what my mom and her father say about all these two dudes and what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, I have a pretty rural internet system, and sometimes it cuts out when the phone rings. So, yeah, I got knocked offline last week. Richard, as I recall, you feel he's like a twin flame. Is that right?
I think so. I don't know. I've been told that, but not really, like, into it. I think you told me that, and then you got cut off. You went boom.
Okay. Right? Yeah, we were thinking. Now, is this Richard is somebody you have not met yet?
Correct. Only in meditation and vision. Dennis, he's the real deal, right in front of the face.
Okay, yeah. So this is somebody you have not yet met.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a meeting that happens very soon. We'll see what Jody and Laura pick up on that. It feels like you guys are far apart geographically.
Okay.
So... I'm not sure. Who's Alice?
I have a Sandy that's on the other side. Her daughter's name is Alice.
Okay. I've got an Alice coming through. And the message comes through. Okay, what I'm feeling is... yes, Richard may be in your future, this guy. He may be like a soulmate or a twin flame. I think it wouldn't hurt, Tracy, to study up on those phenomena. Okay?
Okay.
Study on soulmates, twin flames. And even if it doesn't happen, even if you aren't twin flames, if you feel this person in your future, then I feel that you should seek him. But Alice comes through with the message that, the parade passes by pretty quickly. So if you do meet somebody and their name doesn't happen to be Richard, but they do fulfill all of those, the sort of checkpoints for you. Requirements. Yeah, there you go. Just say no to this person if their name isn't Richard and we get sort of impressions and stuff like that, but I would say don't turn down dates with guys that you think might they may not seem like your dream guy, but I would say give them a chance. Give them a chance. But as Laura was saying, spirit will take you where you need to go. So it's almost like, let go, put the intention out there and let go.
Right.
But I feel like you're going to wait a long time for this particular Richard. And I have a feeling like the energetic requirements of that person will be fulfilled by someone in your life that'll come along sooner. I don't think that makes any sense, but I'm just saying don't hang from
the rope. It does make sense. I get it.
Yeah. But I do feel about Dennis that isn't. Yeah, I just don't think Dennis is going to. There's a magic that happens in a relationship that works for both people. And I don't feel that magic is going to happen for you with Dennis. He's fun. He's a nice guy. but he's not mm-hmm. your, he's not your soulmate. You know, he's not that. I think it, they refer to it in some of the Indian legends as coyote. Coyote with the three currents in the paw that are the magic currents that create that kind of relationship. Right. So, yeah. Yeah, so don't... And Alice, I really like Alice. You feel this is a crossed over relative?
Well, they used to call my mom, her name was Maxine, but they called her Anna. Are you hearing Anna or strictly Alice?
No, I'm hearing Alice.
Alice would be Sandy that's on the other side, but her daughter Alice is still living. That's
okay.
The only thing that I can think of.
Okay, I think there's an Alice that goes back in your family.
In time? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that
I think
sense.
So. I think you're hearing from them. She comes through with a very sort of blue-green, like it's like you need to heal. There's something you need to heal in your communication. So I think what she's saying is when you see that right person that comes along, speak up.
Right.
Okay?
Hell
it's
yeah.
It's a, yeah. So, yeah, and I'm feeling, I really hate this. I'm very muddled with what's coming through, and I feel like I'm giving a sort of staccato kind of reading here. So I'd like to put you over to Jody and to Laura and to see if we can't sort this out again. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I remember the reading from before.
Right,
and
right,
I'm having, I'm having a hard time getting back on track about the Richard. But I don't feel you're going to be lonely. I really don't think so, Tracy. I think you're going to have like three or four loves to choose from.
Oh, Jesus. So my vision is right here. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So what do you, Jody and Laura, what do you guys pick up here?
I just recently read for her, so I'm going to let Laura go, okay?
Okay.
Hi.
Like, what does my mom say, girl? And what does, like, my mom say in this between, too? Like, with her dad? Because I was close to her father as well.
Automatically, I'm getting someone who's, like, I feel like I'm getting an energy that's very talkative. That's just kind of like the life of a part, like, I don't know, just very like enthusiastic. But basically, like, you have like kind of like what Lynn was saying, you have so many people to pick from. Like, you have the pick of the litter. Like, just saying,
yeah.
Like, you're a beautiful girl. You have a lot of options out there. I do keep hearing like. I know I got confirmation with Dick when I was talking to you, Richard Dick.
Right.
So I do feel that's very solid. There's something with that.
Right.
But I do feel like they keep telling me, and it is similar to what Lynn was saying, where it's like, if you are like, where's Dick?
Don't concentrate on the name. Right, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to... you're going to, like, pass up some really good guys in the meantime. Like, I feel like Richard will come, but it's just, it's not, I don't feel like super soon, but he's out there. Again, saying trust your intuition. They are wanting you to work on your throat chakra. So I don't know. Let's see what they're saying. Yeah, it's like speaking your truth. And living your truth, being transparent, a lot of throat chakra stuff coming through. They are bringing up creativity, expressing yourself, finding things that you're passionate about, using your imagination, just really wanting you to get out there and try some new things, like with the stuff that you're creative and passionate about. But I keep every time I connect with you, I keep going back to, like, just the fact that you're really psychic and a medium, and they just keep, they're always telling me, like, you have these abilities every time I talk to you.
Right.
But you are supported, and it's like you do. You get these messages. You really got to listen, but, you know, let things kind of just fall where they're going to fall.
Well,
Both. Now, Lynn, you said that, you know, well, you guys said opportunities. Now, you know, so how many are, like, coming in? Two others, like, three others at a time? Or, like, how many are coming in to make that opportunity?
That's fortune teller territory, my darling. And I wish I had a turbine that worked, you know, but...
Right.
There's I don't think there's any numbers coming in per se, but I think the gist of your message is don't hang from a rope waiting for this one imagined guy. Go ahead.
Only because in my vision, maybe, Dennis, I didn't know he was a dark-haired guy that I would meet up and so on. I didn't know it was him, actually. And then I kept on seeing years a dirty hair blonde guy with blue eyes, short hair, like in typical male, you know, cut with the fade and everything, coming in. Sometimes he wore eyeglasses, sometimes not. Either his eyes were bright blue or like a hazel green. Is that one of the guys that are still coming in, or is my mind bullshitting me on that one?
No. You're not. You are accurate. But the constant messages I'm getting, and I know Lynn's getting this too, is like, even though you're having these visions, even though you are accurately communicating with spirit, it's like you hear the information and then you're just stuck on it. And you're like, you know, when is he coming? Blah, blah, blah. And they just want you to literally like let go and just let things happen. And when I try to connect to this energy, it's like they're kind of blocking me off from it. And they're, like, not giving me the details because they know that if we give you, like, the full details, you'll just look for that specific guy and you, like, pass up other people.
So I get it.
Like, super blocked with it. It's like,
That's why we brought you on the show, Laura. You're very wise. exactly it, yeah. Yeah, don't block your. Yeah, you can really narrow down your experience if you're just waiting for one. One thing to come through.
Also, I've been seeing in the year 2020, and then it always goes from 2021 to 2022. Would that be like a significant year? I know Jordan will graduate in 2021 of eighth grade, but I feel like 2021 will really 2020 through 21 would be like big, like something big will happen.
If you're feeling that, then put your focus on to finding out what that is. But it's have it be an inside job. Don't find that out by having readings. Your guide, your team, what it is, and then be a co-creator for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Trust your own incoming information. Okay. Trust that more. Because you, as Laura says, you've got it going on psychically. So just trust that more. And you're going to find you don't need to reach out to a medium for the answers. They'll start to come for you. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Just like, you know, like I was telling Jody and stuff, and she even picked this up when she read me about like me and my ex. We've been done for like a decade. It took me probably, maybe 4 years after that. I ran back home in 2008, and then I started praying with my mom, and then she was like, we're going to church, and like 2012 is where I started seeing my great-grandmother, my mom's grandma, and that's when I said, I see this woman, I see this woman, I see this one, I see this one. And then that's when I saw the dark-haired guy, but I did not know it was Officer Bozarski. I did not know it was Dennis at all. And then, some silly things came up. And then, you know, I was still praying, and then I, like, gave it all to God. And then my, you know, good friend Ashley got married, you know, in May of this year, and there he is. But I I am me, and I'm like Laura, I'm like Jody, I'm like open, I like to have fun, I have a sense of humor, where Dennis is just like, some days are good, some days are bad. I've been through all of that with Max. I don't
right.
think I can do it again with this one. I told Jody I'm not a babysitter, which is like forcing things to, like, for him to open up and so on. If he's going to open up, fine, but it's got to be on his time and when I'm not, accepting it. Like, you know, oh, this one texts me. Oh, yeah, that, like, I'm not going to be sitting and waiting. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If not, then I'm just going to see what else is out there because I know I am not going to be lonely, like you said, Lynn, and so on.
Exactly. No, you're going to be fine. I think I can hear you. You can totally start trusting your own information. It comes in. I'm not saying
right.
don't ever have a reading. It's a good idea now
oh,
and
I
then
know.
To tune up.
Yeah.
But start listening to the voice within and see
right.
how if you can trust that a little bit and it'll take you where you need to go. But you won't be lonely for sure. And you have a choice. You'll have a choice of, you know, mates.
Right.
You won't be forced to just take whoever comes along, okay? So you'll
I
be all right,
years
honey.
Old now,
thank you so
I...
much for calling. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, no, go ahead, Laura.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we do have to move on, Tracy, to our next caller. But let us know how it goes. And I think,
oh,
you
I
know,
sure
just keep trusting that journey. I think you're on a good and interesting journey of your own. And let the right people in. You should just be fine.
I won't be 80 years old when he comes in, right, Lynn?
Of course not.
No.
It's, you know, you can pretty much create your own experience through your thoughts. So make sure you put
yeah.
your thoughts in the right direction and let spirit know what you're hoping for and what you'd like to manifest. And then just go do that old law of attraction and it'll happen for you.
All right, ladies. Thank you guys so much. And bye, Jody.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Tracy.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love and light, hun. Okay, let's see, who are we up with next? I believe it's 678. Hi, 678, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina, welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
Yes, I have a question about, I want to see what's going to come for me this year as far as love or money? How's that
love
or
money? Okay.
Which one may come first?
Well, yeah. Okay, is anybody picking anything up at all? Or do anyone want to go
heard,
ahead?
I heard money then love. And that was very
that rings
from the money then love.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also being told be careful when you do get the money that you choose the correct love. Like don't
yeah.
Be careful
right.
you don't attract
right.
attract someone who's looking for you to support them kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm picking up the number 12 for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Are you employed now, Regina?
Yes. I am.
Okay. Does your job work for you okay? Do you like it okay?
It's okay. It's a temp job, and I know they extended my contract to September, and then I don't know what's from there, and then I'm working on something else, so I'm just trying to get something in.
Good.
But I'm not worried or anything like that. It's stable.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never
are you,
get tired of not you, having more money. So,
are you working on some self-employment, like a little dream?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. That's going to work. I get a big old, I get like stars for that.
Okay.
And
okay.
Shoot for the, so it says shoot for the stars. And if you don't hit
okay.
the stars, you may just hit the moon. But I think it feels very good. What you're working on.
Oh.
So that will
okay.
bring you the money. But then when the love part comes along, I get a real big caution for you to be very careful. Don't, I don't know how to put this. Don't just take the first offer that comes along feeling that you won't do any better, okay? You deserve someone who meets you all the way. You deserve someone who challenges you. And I'm also getting, be very careful that when you are doing okay financially, that you don't attract like a Klingon, you know, someone who's going to let you, so you know, start paying the bills a little at first, and then you're paying it more, and suddenly you're supporting this person. Make sure they've got a little something going on their side, and that they can bring their share of expenses to the table. Other than that, Regina, I think you're golden. I think you're going to do really well.
Okay.
And I think you're very wise.
That sounds like with the love part. Yes, yeah. With the love part, because I have a friend, but it's kind of like that, what you were describing, and it's like, that's why I ask about love, like, when it's coming, because it's like, now, I mean, I had two friends, but one of them I had to kick to the curb because he just wasn't doing right either. So I might have to kick this one to the curb, too.
Well, so. It's just that you're a very kind person. You have a very big heart. And the thing is, it's almost like the tide coming in slowly. You may help out a bit here and a bit there. But it's just to watch out for financial laziness in a potential partner, because you'll end up holding the bag, and that will lead to resentment. And that's no good for a relationship. So,
exactly.
Keep your heart and your head separate on that, and just make sure that you are not being disrespected financially when this happens. And I just don't see you're gonna be having a hard time attracting people. So you make sure it's someone you like, not just somebody that likes you, if you see what I mean. Make sure it's like it's going to work for both of you.
Right.
So with that,
exactly.
Regina, I'm going to see where Jody and Laura are coming in for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome, hon.
Yeah, I'm with Lynn on this. I'm hearing don't settle and set the bar higher. You have been letting some people into your life who... Oh, my gosh, I can't believe the way I kind of got the visual. What I heard was, don't deserve to lick the bottom of your shoes, which is a really terrible way of putting it. And I'm surprised that's what they said. But the way they're showing me this is the people that you're keeping company with, and I think it has to do with confidence, they're not worth – they don't deserve you. You can do better. You can have people in your life who appreciate you for who you really are, and you really need to pay attention to only allowing someone in who is really deserving of everything that you are. It feels to me like you often sort of settle for less than what you deserve. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes, and I'm trying, I don't want to repeat the pattern I have when I was married. So it's like when I know this friend that I have, it's like I know I would be going back and it might be worse. So
that's not what
I'm supposed to get from the divorce. I'm supposed to do better. I deserve better.
You deserve better. And you know, I think you believe you deserve better. You know, I personally believe that it would be best to be alone and wait for the right person than to settle and let the wrong person be in my life. And that is what I'm feeling for you, that if you keep your eyes ahead of you, if you work on this thing you're doing for yourself with your business, it leads to a higher level of self-respect and self-love and recognition of your value. And as you do that, that grows and then your expectation of that person grows. So if your intuition is saying to you, don't let this other person in your life, definitely listen, because I feel that he doesn't deserve you and that you can do much better. It's time for you to shine. It's time for you to have the life that you want.
Right. Definitely.
Okay.
I definitely feel the same way.
Now, it might be a little bit before the right person comes in, because right now you're really working on this business. What is the business that you've started?
The position that I'm in right now?
Uh-huh.
I work for a health insurance company, but it's dealing with foster care kids. So it's like the Medicaid part of it. Yes.
Okay. And then you're planning to start a business outside of this?
Yes. I'm starting something. I went through, I'm still going through training.
What is that about? What kind of a business is that?
It's like selling items on Amazon.
Okay. Okay. So that is going to take off. You're going to be so focused on that this next year that I don't think you're really necessarily going to want to share a lot of your time with a man, let alone a man who can't live up to your expectations of what they should be doing in your life. If you pay attention to that and you go ahead and you focus on your business, it's going to take off and you are going to be feeling so wonderful about yourself that you're going to attract somebody in who absolutely amazes you. So I would tell you, keep your energy open to bring in the right one, okay? That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
What do you get, Laura?
When I was asking about the business side of things, they were really closed off about the relationship. I didn't really get much about that, but I did get for the business, and they automatically said Sagittarius to me. And I do astrology, and the Sagittarius is the Archer. And for that, that starts November 22nd through December 21st. And that tells me with that sign, with the bow and arrow and the time frame, that that's going to be the time frame. This is what I feel from them, that'll be when things start to get better with the business. Money will start to flow around that time frame with the Amazon business.
Okay.
What they did bring through with that also is responsibility. So they want you to know that, you know, you're a seed that's just starting to plant. They want you to remain self-disciplined for the fulfillment of the riches of the plant, basically. Yeah, the growth, and I'm trying to figure out what they're saying. It's like a puzzle right now. they're saying the riches, the growth of the business, and just it's going to be abundant. But I would look at it right now just as a seed growing,
right.
Focus on self-discipline, and look at November to December because I feel like that's going to be a cool time for you. And then now they're reminding me, oh, yeah, Christmas is around that time. A lot of orders are going to be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, it's all coming together, yeah. So I'm excited.
Okay.
The business looks good.
Yeah, because I, you know, once I get that going and the you know, get it the way that I want it to go, you know, well, hopefully within, you know, a year or two, then I might start another little online business. Just to, you know, I just want to be comfortable to the point, like, I want to leave my 9-to-5 job, you know? I mean, that's the goal.
And they're, you know, they remind me a lot of 9-to-5 people. They don't get rich having someone else tell them what kind of money they can make. It's the people that start their own businesses and decide what money they're going to make. So they want to remind you of that.
Okay, yes, that is that's definitely one of the main goals. I want to start something online, and then if I really, really see that it's showing some growth and tremendous growth at that, then I definitely want to do something else. But still doing that, though.
yeah,
and just working on another project.
It's good to have a side thing, you know, with your 9-to-5, but it's, you know, if you have something on the side where you're getting rich or you're making money, the kind of money you want, that's even better.
Right. And then eventually, now, like, could I ask, like, if this takes off, like, do you see me staying in my 9-to-5 job, like, another, not like the next 2 years, or this could be, like, something could be little sooner than that, or within the time frame?
They just say, like, they told me habit of comfort. So I don't feel like you're going to leave this job until you're, like, fully comfortable with the money flow that's coming in from this other business. You're going to still be kind of like, well, I don't know. I kind of want to keep the other one for a while. So I feel like it's going to take a while. They're reminding me, they're saying Rome wasn't built in a day. So just know that,
right.
Like, just because you're starting off as the seed, like, it is going to grow, but there is going to be, like, it's, you know, you still got to climb the mountain. So it's going to be a while, but it looks good. Like, they like this. This is really good for you.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not giving me a time frame on that.
Okay. And that's okay because, you know, like I said, the job is a temp job. I'm not hoping, but just put that there in the universe that I would get full-time with that position and with the company because it's a good company. And it have really good benefits, and the pay rate is great as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to have. Yes.
So I think you're going to
yeah.
be. I think you're heading right in the right direction, Regina. I think so. We all kind of get that
okay.
for you. So,
okay.
Do you want to stay on the line and listen to the show? We'll put you on mute.
No, I'm done for the night. I'm going to go back to
okay.
my course again, training course, and just trying to get this down pat because they're going to let us lose after next week. So it's like,
Yeah.
So really
we grab your success. Yeah, grab that success with both hands and know that it's yours. That's wonderful. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you. Love and light, Regina.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is 586. Hi, 586. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Diane. How are you ladies doing?
Hi, Diane. Welcome to the show. I think we've had
Thank you
on you. Before, right? Your name is familiar.
You have. It's
or
been
your,
a long
your,
time.
Yeah, your voice is familiar. Sorry. How can we help
yes,
you
sorry.
Tonight, Diane? Yeah.
Well, I'm looking in regards to, I just started a new job, and I was hoping to get paid a little bit more so that I could succeed, and I want to move forward in being able to move out of this apartment complex and something else.
Yeah.
And I just started to see a guy who, it seems good, but I don't know. I think I'll fill up.
Yeah, well. That's okay. I just wrote down back to the garden. It feels like you need a bit more green space around you to be
green space.
Green space, like a little more nature. Yeah.
Okay.
It feels
yeah.
like you're getting peopled out and it feels like you need a little more wide open space and a bit more room to grow. If that
mm-hmm.
makes sense. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little crowded in.
Yeah.
This guy you're talking about, is he like, he
Bobby.
Feels like a stop, yeah, he feels like a stopgap kind of boyfriend.
Okay.
He
what
doesn't
does that mean?
Feel like a, well, I don't feel like he's your future mate. I think he's someone you're, is this somebody you're hoping to marry or be with or live with?
Well, when we met 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, as he was talking and saying words, I kept looking at him, and I kept thinking, who do you remind me of? And my spirit said, Archangel Michael. And, like, not even 5 minutes later, he had said, Diane, we came together. He goes, I'm your protector. He says, and we came together so that because we're done with this dating stuff. You and I are meant to meet, to love, one another. I want someone to love me as much as I love them. I've always said that. I didn't share that with him, but he was saying things that, and it was just like, whoa. So,
whew. Something,
yeah.
I'm not sure, Diane, why, but something is not ringing true with this guy.
Okay.
And I don't mean to, I'm not trying to make him
no
seem like a, it almost feels like, geez, I can't even put words to it. There's something that's just, it's not ringing true is the best way I can put it. I'd like to just see where Jody's, what Jody's picking up here. He's, I'm not saying he's a horrible person or a bad guy, but I almost feel that he's moving too quickly to corral you. Okay, does that make sense?
That totally makes sense, because when he's like, I'll protect you, and this is where we can live, and I'm here, and blah. And at first I did, I felt overwhelmed, because I'm like, oh my God, this is like too much. But then it was like, I never, when someone spoke to me before, I never felt, I felt the love in his words, that I like almost wanted to cry, and I held back tears, because it was just like, oh my God, I've never felt like this. But it wasn't a sad tear. It was like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah. I just can't shake this sort of weird feeling that you're going to be doing a little more rescuing than you would like to down the road. I would give it some time. Get to know this guy before you make any commitments. Jody, what are you picking up? Laura, anybody getting anything useful here? That it's, I don't like the alarms going off like this, but I would be just a little cautious about jumping into a full-blown relationship yet. Just like, I don't,
okay,
don't, yeah, don't give your key out just yet. Jody, are you there? Hi.
I am.
What do you?
I think I've talked to Diane a little bit about this, because if you remember, she's a personal friend of mine. And, one of the things she had said to me was, do you think he's a player? And my answer was no. But I do feel what you're feeling, Lynn. It feels too rushed. It feels too rushed. He doesn't want to take the time. But then I also get this weird feeling like he also doesn't want to commit. Like it's
really?
Back and forth, maybe playing with you or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It's hard for me because I know you so well. I don't know if I'm picking up on it or not.
No, you're.
What about Laura? Is Laura with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. So I did. I immediately saw the color blue, which is related to Archangel Michael. And then blue spiritually is also like a need for tranquility, serenity, security. I am picking up what they're picking up as well. I will say I feel like your heart chakra is unbalanced at this time, because they are showing me that. And I do feel like it's like what they're saying. I feel from your point of view, it's like you want that security. You want to be done. You want to just be like, oh, this is it. This is the guy. And you kind of, I don't feel like you're settling, but then you kind of are in a sense.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, I could just be done with this. This guy loves me, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I don't know, but I would look at your heart chakra, and then, you know, it's more of like an unbalance. So I almost wonder if they're also saying like a heart chakra unbalanced with this guy, if you know what I mean. I'm trying to put that puzzle piece together.
Well, tonight we were supposed to have dinner and go out on the boat tonight, and he sells robotics, and so he had told me at 2:00 this afternoon, sorry, we can't get together. He said, Tuesday morning, I found out that we had the Japanese were in from, our client from Japan. And so I have to entertain, which is what he does. But my thing was, because he has also golf on Tuesday, so I asked, how's golf go? He goes, I didn't get to go. He goes, we had dinner with him last night, too. And he's like, well, why the heck didn't you let me know this before, you know? So maybe you're feeling my part, but it's a disappointment. It is, because it's like, bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was cute. Yeah.
Diane, do you get gut? Do you get gut feelings?
I do. I'm intuitive, and I have some abilities and gifts. But that's like it was because as he was talking 2 weeks ago when we were face to face, it was like I've never experienced. Because when I did a reading with this one waitress, she's like, I feel the love from your words. Oh my God, can I hug you? I'm like, yeah. But when I'm sitting there and I'm looking in his eyes as he's talking about it's our turn. You know, you and I, blah 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 blah. And but it wasn't like it. It wasn't that blah blah blah. It's a typical man, just dark. And I felt, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I feel now. I know what the waitress feels. I feel those words. And it was like I held back tears. It was like, what the hell is going on? In a good way. And like I said, I kept looking, going, he looks so familiar to me. Who does he look like? And I heard clear as day, Spirit said, Archangel Michael. And then he's like, the other night when we were talking on the phone, he told me, hold on. He says, you don't know how bad it was for me to want to come over to your place, which at that time he didn't know where I lived. And he says, and go and, you know, protect you. He goes, I am sent to you to be your protector, to show you how you're supposed to be cared for, how you're supposed to spoil you, to love you, and treat you like a queen. And I chuckled, and I told Jody, because Jody always tells me, Diane, you deserve to be treated like a queen. And so as he's talking, I'm going, oh, my God. Joey's the only one who's ever said that to me. How's this guy saying this? You know, so you're probably picking up my letdown. And my first words went, my thought and was like, okay, is he seeing someone else? I've never
Diane,
gotten that. Yeah.
They're automatically showing me a mirror, and they're like, they're showing me a mirror, like, so there's him, he's holding a mirror, and it's facing you, and it's like you're kind of reflecting onto him what you wish he would be, because you want it so bad. Like, that's what they're telling me. Like, it's kind of an illusion. And they did give me the word, like, he could actually be a narcissist. That's what I got. Because it's like when you're talking about it too, it's like I'm getting more information, and it's just very like he's saying all the right things, and it's like he kind of knows how to tap into what you want, and that's why they're showing me that mirror of like,
okay,
he's kind of showing you what you want, but that's not really who he is, and I think that's what Lynn's picking up.
Yes, like Admiral Ackbar. You know, in Star Wars, Admiral Ackbar, it's a trap. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something, the way you have explained it, Laura, with looking in a mirror, he's almost desperate.
He's almost what, honey?
I think. Yeah, I agree.
He feels desperate.
I can't hear you.
Desperate.
He feels like what? Desperate.
Like he's desperate. Yep.
Yeah, he wants the ownership so quickly. There's just something that isn't right about it. There's something off. But it doesn't mean you won't get a beautifully flawed man who isn't playing games down the road. Like one who's not afraid to be a human being and maybe can't rescue you at all times, but is honest about who he is. I just feel this guy is not completely honest about who he's, you know, he's coming on as a superhero. Yeah.
Right.
I'd like to see past that shining armor that he's presenting and see who's, you know, that sort of soft underbelly.
His armor's getting dull. His armor's getting dull. The second time he's back out. And
absolutely.
It's so funny. Rick is one I've been. I met a Rick the other day that is pretty funny. So.
Oh, I like that. I don't know. When you said that, I felt like, oh, yeah, I like that.
Yep.
I don't know. I would. He's what?
He's 68 years old.
68? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What kind of 68?
It was a fluke incident.
I thought you
said
16 at first.
He's not old, wrinkly old man, but no, I ran into the store, ran into him and his daughter. We started talking. He suggested me for a job because he worked at Viviano's, and then he walked away. His daughter walked away, and he goes, "I'm interested." I go, "I'm sort of like seeing someone," and I'm thinking, and he's like, "Well, I'm in line." Just like, you know.
And I'm like, there you go.
He goes, "I might be 68, but I'm like 35, okay?" And I'm like,
I
okay.
like his energy. I like his energy better, but I still feel like he's a little desperate too.
Yes, I agree. What the hell, ladies? Yeah.
You're just too hot, Diane. Too hot.
No, I'm not. Not at all, Lynn, but thank you.
Well,
what about my
job
and moving out? So I still suck at dating after I gave it 2 years off. So I first started to try again. So I'm still sucking at dating, right?
Oh, you don't suck at all. You don't suck at all. I think the thing to do, though, is work on your... Get your career in order first is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it will. I think it'll come along naturally with the new place, like the new path that you go on. Working on your career will take you to the place that you need to be to meet someone who isn't going to be, you know, trying to put a chain around your neck immediately, or isn't too old or too young. I'm getting the image of the porridge. The just right porridge, you know, in the bear's house.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to wait. Yeah, I think it's just a little bit of a waiting game still, but you can fill that with a fascinating career choice and a career path.
Well, I just got a new job.
Okay. And is that something you love?
I like the hours. The hours are great, but... And I like it. I mean, I've always been in the medical field. I'm a receptionist front desk at a pulmonary office. So
okay,
and I
good.
Just I've been there 9. So, but I have to look for another job to build up because I need to get out of here.
Okay. Well, just keep focusing on your career first. You don't suck at dating. You're just not meeting the guys that are going to work for you. So, Diane, do you mind if we just take one more caller here? I just want to squeeze in one more before we go.
Yep.
But I think, your career will take you to where you need to go romantically. So it's almost like you have to do one thing before another thing happens. And
so
I believe that... Yeah, I believe so. Once you're happy with your career, it's going to attract the right person, not someone who needs to put hooks in you. Okay? Someone who loves you and lets you go, right? Okay, hon, I'm just going to pop you onto
have a great night.
Yeah, I'm just going to put you on mute so you can listen to the rest of the show and we'll try to get We'll try to get one more caller in tonight, and who would that be? 504, you're on with us.
Oh,
who's that?
What a surprise. Hi.
Hello, little
Hi.
Ladies. My name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Can you hear
How
me
can
clearly?
We help you? We sure can.
Hi. Great. The reason why I'm connected tonight is that I wanted to connect with my spirit guides, and I've done all the meditations and all that, and yes, once in a while they do a subtle something, but I just, you know, it's like I always say, if you ask, be it Archangel Michael or whatever it is, that they'll come. And I mean, I'd rather like to talk to Mom, but I just trying to see what kind of discipline I need to enact to really, really heighten my consciousness. That's my direction. That's my only goal now. I don't care what the heck I do. It's just, if it doesn't raise my consciousness, I don't want to do it anymore. But I'm just wanting to see, guys, how am I getting out of this messy life? I don't mean just physical messy, financial messy, health-wise messy. And I wanted to connect with my spirit guides or mom and say, you know, is there hope this lifetime to get out of this messiness?
Yeah, hon, I get the phrase, be still, be still. It's like you're almost fighting your situation so hard that you're tangling yourself more. The name Julie comes in.
Okay. Julie, is that the name of a spirit guide? Because I don't have a Julie in my life.
It feels like it would be, like, are they just asking me to remind you that the names are for our benefit, okay?
Right, of course.
So I want to leave the name Julie or Jewel, perhaps it would be. See if that is a connection you can make immediately. But it feels like you're so tangled up in what you can perceive to be a mess that you need to be still and to sort of like let the water settle around you. I believe that if you can quiet your mind, I would look for some monkey mind meditation, how to get over that chatter that keeps us always in it.
I do that every day. I do that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I messed up in your words. I meditate all the time.
You're meditating, but are you being quiet? Are you quieting your mind? What you're trying to achieve is what they call like a theta state, a brainwave, which is like a hypnotic state where you're receiving information. Just be careful that you're not letting what you call the mess of your life encroach on your ability to be still. So I'm going to put you to Jody and to Laura and see what they come up with and see if they can bring an answer. But be still is the main message that came in for you. And
okay,
I have heard that
so
expression.
Much.
I didn't want to go religious or anything. I don't know how you feel about the word God, but I would extend that to say, be still and know that I am God. So whatever you conceive God to be, let that energy in. Okay? Sorry, and I'll let Jody and Laura take it from here.
Hello, Jody.
Hi. What was your first name again?
Kelly.
Okay, Kelly. Boy, they make me feel like you're standing at the door knocking, and they're not answering, and you're getting frustrated. It's like, come on, answer the door. Do you understand that?
Totally.
You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, that you can't make them answer. It has to come at the right time. So here you are, you're meditating, you're doing all the right things, you're getting frustrated, because you're not getting the response you think that you're supposed to get. But the answer isn't no. The answer is just not yet. Okay? So
well, then what discipline should I be doing? Because I'm not connecting. I mean, I'm meditating, but I just think I'm like a little pebble on top of a pond. I don't think I'm getting the depth, just like she was saying. And it's just, what practices do I need to do? I do the breath,
all of that. Meditation. Meditation is definitely it. And, you know, you're like a train and you are full steam ahead and they're just saying, just slow down. Just slow down. You can't rush it. You can't rush that depth that you're looking for. All you can do is just be quiet and exist. So this is what I have told my students recently, if they cannot successfully be quiet. Okay. I know a lot of people go about a meditation by coming back and focusing on their breath. What I tell people is to focus on your essence, to focus on the part of you that's not the physical you, the consciousness, and feel that expand outside of your physical body. So I kind of want you to do this with me right now, Kelly. Put your feet flat on the floor if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to become aware of the energy that is not your body. It comes from the center of your torso. It comes from the area of your chakras and your heart. And for me, my feet just start to warm up when I do this, and I just let that energy expand. And this, I would call this sitting in the power. I would call this connecting to the I am that I am. Do you feel that energy start to radiate out of your body?
Oh, I do. I use this method many times as well. I start with a double star tetrahedron in my heart, and it enlightens and I expand out. Yeah.
Okay, so when you're doing this and you expand out and you connect to the earth and all of the other beings, I want you to really just sit in it and be quiet. Don't let your brain come in. If your brain starts to come in, focus on that energy of expanding. If you ask a question, then you may get a response in the meditation after. When you pull your energy back in, it's very rare for me that I actually get a response. But just sitting in that energy is what's going to bring in what you're looking for. I actually was getting ready to post on Facebook an article I wrote on how to connect to your spirit guides. One is to ask for a specific sign. And an example of that is somebody I know asked, they said, if I'm on the right track with this particular thing going on in my life, I want to see a peach feather, which, of course, you know, that's pretty unusual. Usually feathers are white, gray, or brown. So she went to her, within an hour, she went to her front door, opened the door, and there was a peach feather stuck to the screen. And it was right at eye level, is what she said to me.
Aww.
So, yeah, I know, it's beautiful, right? But our guides do connect with us, maybe not always in that way that you're looking for, right? Because that's what we have to do, is accept that the messages may not come in the way that works with our expectations. So there's a few things that you can do. And you just put it out there with the intention that you'll get an answer. One is to take a shoebox and a piece of paper and a pen and write a question for spirit on it. Fold that piece of paper up, put it in the box, let it sit for a few days and open it up. You never know. You might get a message. Leave the pen in the box. This is just one way. Another way is to ask your guides at bedtime to come in and give you messages. Another way would be automatic writing. With automatic writing, what you want to do is have two color pens. And in one color, you want to write down the question. And then you set that color pen down and pick up another pen. So maybe the question is written in red, you answer in blue. You start writing. At first, it's going to be your thoughts. But eventually, what happens is it starts morphing into a response from your spirit guides. You start writing things that you would not have expected to write. Now, for me, that works out to be, I started writing the other day about something, and what it came down to was I started writing about the situation, and it morphed into I matter, what I want and need needs matters, and that I'm important too. And that's what my guides were telling me. So there's other ways than meditation, and I will drop that article out in our Sacred Embers group to see if it'll help you, okay?
Okay. My mother was an automatic writer, so, yeah, She was the writer, period, but yeah, she was an automatic writer.
Wow, so you really understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways, and the biggest thing is, you know, again, the gateway to our intuition is our imagination. It'll feel like you're imagining it, but you're really getting the responses. Okay?
Okay.
Laura, do you have anything for her?
Yeah, we actually had another medium from our group, Michelle Delaine Fosdick, and she was picking that up as well about the automatic writing. We're actually texting right now. But, yeah, I was getting the same information of Lynn just to slow down and let life happen. I was also getting an image of the movie 101 Dalmatians. I don't know if that has any significance to you or if you have ever owned a Dalmatian, anything like that.
I foster animals. That could be it. I just finished fostering a bunch of kittens.
Okay. Yeah, they were showing me that. And, yeah, I just think, like, the more you, like, push to hear the answer, the more it's, like, harder for them to get to you when you kind of slow down and just let them come to you naturally without trying. And then that's when it comes. Like, when you least expect it, that's when it comes. So just completely just kind of put it out of your mind. Just let it happen, and it will come. You'll just be like, oh, my God, wow, that's weird. It just came. But that's really how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was hoping that Mom would come into play too, but okay. Well, thank you.
Kelly, I think your mom's around you. I think you're almost not seeing the forest for the trees a little bit. You know? It's almost like you're wanting the results so much that you're not, they're almost arriving for you and you're not seeing them. Maybe look, what was it Dorothy said at the end of The Wizard of Oz? If I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard. Because if it wasn't there, I never really lost it to begin with. That comes through for you. So ponder that, because I do think your loved ones, your mom, is. I feel she's around you, but she's just not getting your attention. It might be that it's a little too subtle. But just keep paying attention. I think you're already doing the work without realizing it, you know?
Well, good. That's,
and just see who that Jewel or Julie is that's coming through. It may be a spirit guide, but I am getting that name quite strongly.
Yeah,
you too, Laura?
I was getting Charm. Jewel, Charm, something like that. But, yeah, I was getting something like that too, Lynn.
Yeah, so maybe it isn't a name. Maybe you should, because I know I have found there's a... It's something called apportation, where things appear just for no good reason at all. And I've had square nails show up. I've had jewelry show up. So look around for that sort of thing.
I can tell you exactly if that's it, if you're saying jewel, because right now, as we speak, I'm working on a craft that's what's called diamond painting. They're like little jewels that you put on a board, and you create pictures with it. So that's probably maybe what you're picking up.
Alrighty then. Now, how would I have... Okay, then, here, I just have to sort of ask you this. If I was picking that up indeed, I would suggest your mother would have given me that information. So I think you're, as I say, you're not seeing the forest for the trees. I think she is connecting with you. So just maybe pull... Instead of looking far off to the horizon, look around you closely and pay more attention to what's around
that.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. It's just that I want to have a conversation with these people. There's just not, people just aren't into woo-woo in my area, and I just would love just to sit with those from the other side and just, hey, let's convene.
Don't stop working at it. You're going to get there, but I also suggest you're already kind of there, and you just don't realize it yet, so...
Thank you.
Stay strong, be brave, and wait for the signs, because they're all around you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, I know we always get what we need, not what we want, but I think you'll be delightfully surprised at how much you are actually achieving your goal, Kelly, you know? Okay,
well, thank you.
Well, stay on. We're just going to quickly tell people how to find Jody and Laura and myself. Jody, go ahead.
Hi. Well, I am Jody Higgins, Jody with a Y. Why? Because we like you. M-O-U-S-C. That's been my thing since I was a kid. And you can email me at jody@connectedbyspirit.com or by reaching out to me on the Sacred Embers group or webpage. And I'm on Facebook as Jody Higgins Psychic Medium, and there is a comma between Jody Higgins and Psychic Medium.
Alrighty. Laura.
You can find me at lotusmua.com, or you can just email me at lashbylala@awol.com.
Okay, and Facebook as well, and Sacred Embers too. That's, you can find all of us on Facebook and Sacred Embers. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I am on Facebook. You can also look up our Sacred Embers Facebook page and our support group. It's a safe place to bring your questions, your comments, and just meet a whole bunch of really great people who basically are coming from love. It's a safe place to join, so please join us if you can. And tomorrow night, please join Jessica, Catherine, and Heather for Enter the Light. I think I got that right. And Friday night is the Lighthouse, and I think we're having a talk with Shannon Johnson, or is it Tina that's on? But we're going to talk about ethics in spiritual work, so that should be a pretty good place to go. Everyone needs to have a sort of a grounding in ethics and how to be safe when you start this kind of workout. So I would tune in if you can. And it's the same time, 8 is Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 Pacific. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Jody. Thanks, Laura. Love and light to
you
all. And see you next Wednesday.
Love and light.
Thanks, guys. Love and light. Good night.